The gospel reading today is our Lord tells us that whatever we ask for in prayer, believe that you shall receive it and it will come to you. Now, there are probably lots and lots of things that we have all prayed for and they haven't happened. And we think, well, does the Lord really keep his promise? The question is, do we really believe? The Lord keeps his promise perfectly, but do we really believe it? Now, the other part of that is, are we asking for things in accordance with his will? For instance, if we're just asking for selfish things, that's not going to be granted. So if you want to win the lottery so that you can get yourself a new mansion and a Ferrari, chances are you're not going to win the lottery. You can say, but I asked. Yeah, and you'd lose your soul if you did it, so he's not going to do it for you. But today we have this reading because we have one of those saints who's called Thaumaturge, which means a wonder worker. And so one of those saints who actually believed what God said, trusted completely that if he asked this in prayer, it was going to be given, because he wasn't asking for anything for himself. He trusted totally in the Lord, and consequently, the Lord could work extraordinary things through him. Now, obviously, in order to do that, there had to be a great deal of humility as well, because otherwise, if we think about how that might happen in our lives, maybe we would want to show off a little bit. Oh, if I do this, then people can see that I did this. Well, no. People need to be able to see that God did something, as the Lord told us, that the people should see our good works and give glory to the Father, not give glory to us because we are so wonderful and we can do all of these things. No, because we didn't do them. But the saints are very clear that we will receive in prayer only to the degree that we have hope and confidence in God. That's where the real trouble comes. Do we really believe that he's going to answer our prayer? I mean, really, truly believe. That's where most of us struggle. We believe, we kind of believe, we mostly believe, we sort of believe, but is it absolute? Yeah, not usually. That's why we don't get what we're asking for. So St. James talks about that and says you don't receive what you ask for because you ask wrongly. And even if you ask rightly, you still don't believe because it's selfish. So are we asking according to God's will? In other words, we're not being selfish in what we're doing. Are we asking in the right way? For the good of others and for the glory of God? You see, again, you read Scripture and it tells us that there's this battle that goes on even within our own selves between the flesh and the spirit. So on the one hand, we want to do what God wants us to do, and on the other hand, we struggle because our sinfulness and our selfishness gets in the way. And we struggle with these things because we know what God has promised, but we don't fully believe it. That's where we all need to look seriously at what it is we're doing. Had to laugh the other day because we had a similar reading on Monday in the Novus Ordo where it asked, you know, the Lord said, say to this tree, be uprooted and cast into the sea and it'll happen. And now I drive around South St. Paul and thousands of trees have been cut down in the last week. It's like, wow, somebody believed, and all the trees are gone. They're having a good time saying, get up and move, and all of them have gone. There are stumps that are there, so it's pretty obvious they got cut down. They didn't just get moved, but nonetheless, something to think about. We haven't seen any mountains, and we haven't seen any trees moving. But obviously, that points hyperbole. Because you know what? Every one of us has certain mountains in our lives. Things that we just can't seem to surmount. If we pray, if we have total confidence, God will move that mountain. Do we really want it moved, though? Think about some of our sins, and we'll say, yeah, I wish it was gone. And then on the other hand, I kind of like it, and I really don't want it gone. Well, obviously, the mountain's not going to move because we want it there. Yeah, it'd be nice if it wasn't there, but we kind of like it being there at the same time. Well, it's not going to be gone. So we need to be really all in. That's why our Lord said, with your whole heart and soul and strength, not most of it, all of it. And most of us don't do that. And so we're floundering. And we wonder why our prayers don't get answered. It's because we don't have confidence in God. Because we don't have absolute faith and trust. So maybe that's one of the mountains that we need to start praying that God will remove, so that we can have that confidence, so that we can have that absolute faith that is unswerving, and that we would have the charity that what we're going to be praying about is only for the good of other people and for the glory of God. If we really again think about it, it's the point that Padre Pio made when he said, I never pray for anything for myself. He said, because God knows what I need. He'll take care of me. I'll pray for others. So it was all out of charity. You look at the extraordinary things that he was able to do, it's because he wasn't interested in himself. He was interested in helping others and glorifying God. And he had trust and confidence in the Lord. And that's what we see in all these different saints through whom extraordinary things were done. Our Lord told us when they were marveling at what he was doing, that he said, you will do greater things than these. Have you? The Lord himself is the one who told us that that's what's going to happen. And it's not happening. It's not his fault. There's something lacking on our part. So let's start with the mountains and the trees that are blocking our vision of Jesus. He's on the other side of them, and these things are in the way. So let's pray that he removes them so that we can see him clearly. And maybe in having all of these things removed, we will actually have the faith, the confidence, the absolute trust, so that we know that whatever we ask, he's going to do. Because we're not asking selfishly. We're not asking wrongly. We're asking purely out of charity, the love of God, and the love of neighbor.